The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Claimology, with host Matthew Vanderford.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I am so grateful to be speaking with my friend Matthew Vanderford of Claimology. And Matthew, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
How are things?
Very, very well.
I wish right now, and I know you're on Facebook Live, so yes, people can check out the Claimology Facebook page,
yes,
to see that you are rocking a fabulous hat, my friend.
This was given to me on Christmas Day by a great friend, Gary Martin, wonderful guy. He's also in the restoration business. He got me out on Christmas Day to do a community Christmas on the beach, which was fantastic. And so his wife said, Merry Christmas. And I've been wearing it ever since. And
it's really so good. It's like, is it the hunting and fishing style of cap with the ear flaps that come down and a nice bit? It's a reindeer overall, yes, with a nice big red nose. So hop on the Claimology Facebook Live because this will just brighten your rainy morning. I'm telling you what, this is great hat.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad to make you smile. And that's why I'm wearing it, honestly, because I'm trying to embody the joy of the Christmas spirit. Because Christmas transcends all religion, right? Santa Claus, like, doesn't matter what religion you are. Santa gives gifts to everybody, right?
That is so true.
So joy is the spirit. So that's what I'm trying to embody and hopefully make people joyful.
Well, it certainly spread here to the news radio station. And
awesome.
I'm grateful because on a rainy, dreary day with, you know, some heavy hearts and some heavy conversations that went on yesterday, I think a little more joy is in order all the time.
Yes. And I have to say, I have to give a big shout out to Pamela Holtz from the Red Cross. She was on a few weeks ago, and that's her life mission, is to infect everyone with joy. So she did it for me, and I'm trying to pass it on. I'm trying to be a disciple of joy. So thank you, Pamela Holtz.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much, Pamela, for spreading it on. It's catching. It's
it
working.
Is. Yes. One person at a time.
That's how you do it, right?
Yep.
One at a time.
Yep.
Well, and so I'm very excited to have a chance to catch up with you this morning. You know, we're headed into a whole new year, new season, bringing the joy with us.
Yes.
And what is on the horizon for the Claimology team?
Well, today we're going to have a special guest on. His name is Ken Larson. And I'm going to let Ken speak for himself because his CV sheet, if anyone is familiar with his, like, the credential, he's phenomenal. This person has been in the industry. It's like, he's like a grandfather of the industry. He helped co-write or found, I'm going to let him explain it, but how to remediate microbial growth. I mean, literally, this guy is, he's there in the knowledge business. He's there to help people. He has a company called Dry Standard Inspections. He's also part of what's called the RIA, the Restoration International Association. He's a teacher. He's an educator. He's working on a course right now for building science. And I steal his phrase all the time. When he comes on, I'll thank him for it, though. But he coined the phrase that I use all the time. We speak for the property because the property can't speak for itself. And that's where I got it from. So,
oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
It is. And Ken's got a lot of knowledge to back up that. He's got the power of the knowledge, so which is extremely, it's very, very helpful. And he's a great resource for anyone who is undergoing an insurance claim or they just want to figure out what's happening in their property. Because the property is just like it's like an onion. You have to peel back the layers and you really have to get into it. And this is a person that when I was in the restoration business, I've heard of the name. And then I got introduced to him also through Gary Martin. So yeah, in the restoration business and Ken Sider. So,
all
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so the
cool
circle, yes, the circle is full circle.
Yes.
And the network, that's what I've always learned, is you never underestimate the power of the network.
Like, yes.
That's how relationships form. That's how work gets done.
That's exactly right.
So, okay. So we will be speaking with Ken Larson a little bit later. And so tell me one more time, you said mitigate microbial growth?
To remediate, yeah.
Remediate
microbial growth, how to actually do that. There's actually two, we use two different terms very distinctly in the insurance business because you have to. You can call it mitigation, but for people that don't know, mitigation more than likely has to do with the actual removal of water, so to speak, or in the sense of soot, actually that work. When it comes to remediation, it's a different connotation in the insurance industry. And that's important when it comes to coverage. The words that you use when it comes to getting your insurance claim covered is very, very important. And so Ken is an expert on words. He's fantastic.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I'm excited to speak with him. And I do appreciate, because sometimes just when I think I know what we're talking about, and then it's this term that is so specific and crucially important and really does change the meaning of the sentence or of the coverage. So I appreciate that we're going to break that down a little bit.
Yeah, like right now, and Ken can testify to this, the insurance industry, the restoration industry has changed completely. The restoration industry really didn't exist except for carpet cleaners coming in. And when people would have water damage, they would either call a handyman or they'd do it, but they'd call a carpet cleaner. The carpet cleaner would come out and they'd suck the water out and they'd put some fans in and they'd kind of dry it out. And then carpet cleaners became mitigation experts. And so that's kind of how the water damage industry kind of started. And then the insurance companies started sending their adjusters out to mitigation schools to understand the process. And what ended up happening is some of the inside adjusters that used to work for the insurance carrier said, I'm going to become a restoration person. And they just left. And over time, the industry has become, unfortunately, so hampered down with litigation. And so that has changed how policies are written. Mm. It's changed legislation. It's actually put things in the books that will prevent people from actually being able to pursue legal recourse effectively if they're a mitigation contractor on what's called an assignment of benefits. You're going to hear, especially now, you're going to hear the word assignment of benefits in this area being tossed around. Don't do an assignment of benefits, all these things. And that legislation actually changed the fact that restoration contractors really are now suffering, because most people, when you have a water damage in a home, they don't have liquid cash to pay somebody $30,000 to go fix their house.
Oh, I know that's true.
Just to dry it, not even to repair it.
Right, that's just to get it back to... what are we working with now?
Right. Mm-hmm. Just to keep it clean and sanitary. Mm. And so your house is clean and sanitary, but now you have no wood flooring. Or now your tile's ripped up. But you have no drywall and you can see the studs. And the insulation's gone. Mm. But it's clean and it's sanitary. So most people don't have that money on hand. And most people can't refinance their home very quickly. It takes a while to get things done. So that's part of the plan. What I try to do to educate the community is say, hey, listen, guys and girls, everyone out there listening, it's really, really important to have a strategic emergency plan in place. Part of that strategic emergency plan isn't just like, hey, if the power goes out, we're going to have a generator backup plan for 3 days and XYZ, we're going to boogie out to Timbuktu.
Right.
That's one portion. The other portion is cash, not just cash on hand, but cash for repairs. I try to just urge everyone, get a relationship now for a HELOC, a home equity line of credit that you can have at your disposal. Don't even have to use it. Just have it prepared, have it there, have it ready for you in the event you have a disaster. Because more than likely, you will have a water damage. Something will happen to you, this property, whether you live there or the next person that lives there. That it's a home. It's built by human beings. It's built by stuff that were made by human beings. And like everything else that's made in the world, it's going to deteriorate, period. And water is the ultimate thing that breaks everything down. And so plumbing issues are the number one cause of damage in homes, plumbing. So if you can foresee yourself having a plumbing problem, and most restoration companies, a small water damage, and I mean a small water damage meaning something that you would consider a small leak in the kitchen, can turn into $20,000 to $30,000 just in repair costs.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. So it's really, really important. And so I think Ken, you said Ken's on the phone right now?
He is.
Perfect.
Yes. Well,
let's bring him on.
All righty. Welcome, Mr. Ken Larson, to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Claimology. Good morning.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Hey, Ken, good morning. Thanks for joining us on the show this morning. So impromptu. I called him like just a little bit ago. I said, Ken, can you get in the radio today? And he's like, yeah, okay.
I so love when that happens. Thank you so much, Ken, yeah, for joining us.
It's my pleasure. It's completely unrehearsed and unscripted. We're going to do this. Let's see how we can do on this interview.
That's how we know it's real.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean,
I know, right?
I could let Ken talk for hours, but Ken, if you can't, I will do a horrible job introducing everything about who you are, except I can say Ken Larson is probably one of the most fantastic people that I know personally and business-wise. He is just an amazing, amazing human being, and anyone that comes in contact with him will be bettered by his presence. And any claimant, any insurance project, anyone that's out there that happens to use his services, man, his work is top-notch. It's fantastic. So Ken, kind of explain a little bit about your background, what you've been involved with, what you are doing now in relationship to damage and insurance claims.
Well, thank you so much for the introduction, and I'm really happy to be here. So I've been doing restoration work as a contractor for 20 years. I sold my business 20 years ago, actually, in Canada. I moved to America, and I started to get into the education field, where I train contractors around the world how to do repair work in accord with the industry standard of care. That kind of led into more of an expert position, where I'm used in court cases. I've written a book on the subject, which is used in court cases. And, you know, it's just a really long history in this business, so I kind of seen a few things here and there. I was listening to your discussion a little bit earlier in this in today's interview, Matt, and your comments were really right on. I really liked the message that you were saying, that the time to do preparation for an insurance claim is before the event. And it's a really smart move to get some kind of a plan in place before there is some loss, an insurance claim, so that you have the right people in place, so that there is a smooth claims process with as little adversarial conflict as possible. And the only way to get through that experience in Florida is with preparation and having a plan in place and having the right people screened before the actual insurance claim happens. It makes a big difference in the way that claim actually goes. I know I'm kind of rambling here, but I really want to share an experience that I heard just yesterday from an expert similar in a similar field that I'm in. Her name is Ramona, and she does contents. She's a contents guru, and what she does is she sets the value for the content and describes them in a fashion that the insurance companies will recognize its value and settle the claim appropriately. I want to just quickly state how off some of these insurance claims representatives, that would be who the insurance company sends out to adjust the claim, they sometimes will make a scope of work for the policyholder. And they will also cut a check for the policyholder, sometimes right on the spot, right on day one. Well, that happened to one of Ramona's clients. And the insurance claims rep cut a check for $16,000 following a fire and smoke damage claim. So they had a fire in the house. All the contents got covered in soot and smoke, and it stunk, and it was nasty. The insurance company cut a check for the policyholder for $16,000. Ramona gets in there and goes through the inventory, and I'm not making these numbers up. She established that the value of the contents were $1.2 million. Now, the insurance company tried to walk away from that with $16,000. If the policyholder did not have an expert like Ramona come in there and establish the value of that claim, they would have been tremendously shortfalled. Now, the way that claim panned out is that they got policy limits of $472,000 following her her work on that job to establish the value of the contents. So, I mean, the lesson in all of this is it's really important to surround yourself with experts when you have an insurance claim. Because in the state of Florida, an insurance company has 90 days to determine coverage. So as Matt said earlier, not everybody has a bank full of money to pay the contractor. So how is the contractor supposed to begin the work when the policyholder who made the claim has not got the savings to pay the contractor, and the contractor hasn't got the assurance that their bill is going to be paid? How do you navigate that? Again, as Matt said, you've got to have the plan in place before the claim. So it's really important that these discussions happen before a hurricane arrives or some other catastrophe.
Yeah, you've mentioned a couple things, Ken, right on point. You said the first thing you mentioned was the industry standard of care. That is a term that is so important that as a public adjuster representing insured is that we have to consistently say to the carrier, the work that's being performed right now is part and parcel of what's called the industry standard of care. And Ken, I believe, I mean, you've helped co-write what's the S500 and the S520, correct, from the IICRC?
I've been involved in the process of establishing that those standards. Yes. And in fact, most if contractors are attentive and really involved in their industry, most of them have actually seen the document before it was embraced as an industry standard. That's part of the creation of a standard, is that the public, including the contractors, must be given a chance to see the standard and be able to speak to it before it is released as an ANSI standard. So
that's amazing.
High-end contractors have seen that.
And just for everyone that's out there, let me help rephrase what Ken just said. Before the standard of care becomes the standard of care officially, contractors have to look at this and agree that are in the industry as a collective, yes, this is the standard of care that we will all agree to that is appropriate. So it becomes a large body of work. And so that is so, so important. And I can't thank you enough, Ken. And the public, I don't even think they could know. The public can't thank you enough because they don't know what you've done, literally, to help them in their claim. What you've been a part of is literally changing lives. And I want to applaud you on Facebook Live. I want to applaud you here. And Ruthie's applauding you. Thank you for all your work and all your diligence in this industry. Thank you.
Oh, that's my pleasure. The one thing I will say about the subject of standards is that there is a trend happening in our industry, in particular in the panhandle of Florida. It's really interesting how many times I'm encountering contractors who are trying to find ways to avoid doing everything that needs to be done on a repair job, because I'll be honest, sometimes the repair work is tedious and it's awkward and it's uncomfortable. So I'll give you an example. Sometimes the repair work has to be done by technicians who are wearing respirators and these white Tyvek suits. Make no mistake, they're hot and very uncomfortable to wear. And so sometimes technicians want to try and say, oh, I don't want to wear that kind of gear. It's too uncomfortable. I know my boss gave me the gear, but I don't feel like wearing it. Look, that's not optional. It is something that OSHA stipulates must be done. So one of the ways that the contractor tries to argue their way out of the necessity to do things like wear personal protective gear is they argue that the standard is in fact not a standard. They allege that it's just a guideline. Man, don't fall for that. It is absolutely a standard of care. It has been tested in court for decades, not recently. This has been around for a long time. It is embraced as an industry standard, and it is the point by which a contractor's work is going to be measured. In other words, if you don't adhere to that, the language in the standard, it can be alleged that the work performed by the contractor is substandard. Now, nobody wants substandard work done in their home. So make sure that the contractor that you choose understands and is aware of and agrees to deliver standard craftsmanship.
And you bring
and,
up a,
that's an important distinction.
You bring up a very, very valued point in here right now, Ken. And for everyone listening, it's very important to understand that when work is being done by a contractor, especially in the remediation industry, you want to make sure, number one, that they are going to clean your house thoroughly and effectively. And you want to make sure that they're doing it, like Ken said, as the standard of care, because as a public adjuster, I have been on many, many claims where the insurance company has sent out their own preferred vendors, and we will come on site after the insured is having a hard time and that the insurance company vendor has left. The insurance company has paid that vendor already directly, but the damage, it's still there. It's still wet. The property is still infected. Mm-hmm. The property's not clean. Mm-hmm. It's not sanitary. And now we have to go back and hire. We have to have the insured pick their own restoration contractor, and we will help guide them on people that are going to follow the standard of practice of care. And actually invite people like Ken and his company, because it's a company called Dry Standard Inspections, who will actually come out and test the water to tell you actually what type of category it is. Categories being 1, 2, or 3. Is it potable clean water? Is it gray water? Is it grossly contaminated? And those levels will actually set the stage of how the remediation standard of care is supposed to be followed. So people like Ken that are going out there and doing this work in the field actually help establish this. And it's fantastic because it really puts it out there. Say, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Insurance Company, you really have to look at this again with a clean set of eyes. And again, the whole point is to avoid litigation. We're not trying to put things into litigation, but you have to prepare yourself like you're going to war, unfortunately. And most people don't even know the first steps and how to do that. So if anyone's out there listening, you can always check us out. You can go to Claimology. You can visit us online at www.insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. You can always call us at 850-684-4794. And if you just want some advice, even if you're in the middle of a restoration project right now, even if you never retain our services professionally, we will be more than happy to offer advice to you to put you in the right direction, because that's what's supposed to happen. And then, I mean, God forbid anything happens, we know at least you're going forward. And again, our goal here, like this radio show and having people like Ken on talk about these things, is to get the knowledge out there. And so, Ken, I can't thank you enough right now for just taking the time and just really speaking about what you have. And I wish there was more. Literally, we could sit here with Ken for a full day and you would talk and your mouth would drop.
Really could.
And you'd be like, are you kidding me? Teach me more. And you're just going to sit there. Ken's a phenomenal person. So thanks, Ken, for coming on. How can people reach you directly if they have questions in the Pensacola area or all throughout the state of Florida? How can people contact you?
Well, I would welcome either a text message or a cell phone call on my cell phone, 817-542-1189. And the name of my company is Dry Standard Inspections. And I want to just carry on a little bit more with your invitation, Matt, is that if anybody has had work done even in the past on an insurance claim, and you just want to have somebody take a look at it, make sure that everything was done according to the standard, you know, we could take a look at the paperwork that you had been given by the contractor. We can discuss what you had seen and what your experience was, and we can take it from there, and we can discuss some of your options at that point. But we frequently will be called in on insurance claims after the work has been performed, just as a quality control check. And that can be really very reassuring if you're unfamiliar with how your building is assembled or what would be considered a normal, usual, customary, necessary restoration practice. We can help you determine if, in fact, you had received something normal, usual, and customary.
That's such a huge, valuable service. Thank you, Ken, for elaborating on that. Truly. Yeah, thank you so much. If anyone out there is, like right now, just listening to as well, just you can always hit us up. You can contact us here. Contact myself. We'll get you in contact with Ken if you miss the number. And again, Ken, put your phone number out there one more time.
817-542-1189. Ken Larson, I look forward to your call.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Ken. And you can always reach us at Claimology at insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com or 850-684-4794. Thanks, Ken.
Yes. Thank you so much, Ken, for joining us here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Always such great guests, Matthew, that you bring on. I learn so much every time we speak. And it really does beg the quote of like, well, what else do I not know? Like you said, like, please keep talking. Please keep teaching.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know what you don't know. And I didn't know so much. And I mean, I knew some in the industry, but Ken has been, oh my God, he's phenomenal. Thank you, Ken. Yeah. Thank you.
That was so fantastic. Yeah. And we'll be sure to include Ken Larson's contact information in our show notes on the podcast of our time together here today.
Awesome.
Yes. Yeah, so, Matthew, I have to ask, where are you headed next with your day as you go out to spread joy into the world?
Here in Pensacola, then back down to Fort Walton and then Navarre area. So I'll be around all day in the Panhandle, running around.
So you'll be around. You can catch Matthew Vanderford. You'll know him by his jolly hat and the joy that he is sharing. And Matthew, will you one more time let people know how they can get in touch with Claimology?
850-684-4794. And I'd like to tell everyone a very, very merry 13th day. I'm celebrating Christmas all year round. And a happy, happy new year.
Well, thank you so much. You've been listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Have a peaceful and productive day.
News, talk, traffic, and weather for Northwest Florida. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.